Juliana, you want to start?
Okay. All right. Well, I'm on my way home after a stay here at GW. I want to especially thank the doctors and the staff, the personnel here at the hospital. They've been fantastic. I can recommend them highly if anybody needs the kind of work I needed. But they've done a superb job for me, especially Jonathan Reiner, Gary Malikoff. They've been my physicians for some period of time, but they really did a superb job for me now. I also want to thank all of the folks who called and sent telegrams and flowers and wished me well during my stay in the hospital. I think the outpouring of support was very heartwarming from my standpoint. Following the doctor's instructions, I plan to take the weekend off and then next week return to a fairly normal schedule. And once again, I want to thank everybody for the fantastic support they provided while I was here. I'd be happy to take a question.
Hey, what other restrictions did the doctors say that you should operate under in addition to taking the weekend off?
Well, we're going to review my exercise program, diet, nutrition, and so forth. It's a reminder of the importance of living a healthy lifestyle and doing all of those things that a prudent man would do, given the fact that I have a long history of coronary artery disease. But that's the bulk of it. But in terms of work, the kinds of activities I can engage in professionally, there are no restrictions.
Including the vice presidency, was that specifically discussed?
That's correct. I discussed all of that with them before I signed on last July. And nothing has happened subsequent to that that changes their judgment with respect to my ability to be able to perform the responsibilities of that office.
Yeah, was ever any thought
That's
given to asking?
Third question.
We didn't know. We didn't know there were restrictions, Mr. Secretary.
That's all right.
If there's only one, can I ask you this? We've only had second and third hand reports on this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you run over for us the sequence of events that led to you being admitted?
Sure.
Did you wake up with chest pains? I mean, we don't know when.
Well, when people say pain, I think lots of times they think, boy, that's really, really intense pain. That's not what it is. For someone like myself who has a history of coronary artery disease, it's more a matter of a sensation that something's going on that might be cardiac related. And I woke up about 3:30 in the morning. I had a sensation that there was perhaps something going on there. Sometimes it's confused with indigestion, sometimes with other types of discomfort. It lasted long enough. It was steady enough. It didn't change when I breathed deeply or moved around, so I became increasingly convinced that it might be cardiac related. I got my wife up, got the agents to drive us to the hospital, and we were here with less than an hour from the onset of the first sensation. And again, I want to emphasize it's not intense pain. Just as somebody who's had heart attacks in the past and who has a history of coronary artery disease, it's a matter of knowing there was some discomfort on the left side of the chest. It can take different forms. First time I had a heart attack 20-some years ago, it was in the little fingers of my left hand. So it's somebody who's sensitive to it, and I would urge, if there's a message in all of this, anybody who's ever had any reason to believe that they're having a cardiac event, go check it out. It's the safe way to go. No, say just it was there. It was chest discomfort sufficient, so I thought I ought to check it out. So that's why we came into the hospital. The first step always is to do an electrocardiogram. They did. It showed no change. I carry a card with me that has my old cardiograms on it, but also they've got all my records here at GW anyway. They also then draw blood and run what's called an enzyme test to see if any enzymes related to a heart attack have been released into the bloodstream. That first set of exams also showed no change. I talked to Governor Bush after that and told him I was in the hospital, reported on the early results of the test. So that's what he knew during the day. Later on, the doctors came back in. Question was, what, by way of follow-up test, should we do? I'd had a treadmill in July, and it hadn't shown anything. Doing another treadmill was one option, but it probably wasn't going to be totally satisfactory. The one sure way to proceed to know with certainty that I had that we knew everything that was going on there was to go do an angiogram. So I signed up for the angiogram. We went in, did the angiogram. While they were doing the angiogram, found the blockage in the branch of the LAD. I think that's the right word for it. And how am I doing, doctor? Okay. So far, so good. And decided then to go with a stent procedure to open up that artery. And then I got back to my room, I'm guessing around 1 o'clock or something like that in the afternoon after lunch before. And by then, I was, you know, I'd been sedated as I went through this process. You're aware what's going on. They're able to talk to you to get you to move around on the table and so forth. But fairly groggy when you come back at that point. But in terms of my knowing what the enzyme levels were, it wasn't until afternoon after I came out from under the procedure.
You've spoken to Governor Bush this morning. If so, what did you discuss?
I spoke to him last night. I haven't talked to him yet this morning.
Did the doctors explain to you why this narrowing that they corrected with the stent procedure was not picked up by the earlier tests that you did back in July?
No, well, it may have just occurred. It may well be that it wasn't sufficient earlier to really interfere with the flow of blood to the heart muscle, and it's only in the last few months that there's been enough of a change in circumstance to generate the sensation that I'd felt earlier in terms of the cardiac discomfort. I talked to him about my health situation. We just reported to him on that. We also, that was just a small part of the conversation. We spent a lot of time talking about Florida, which is what we usually talk about these days. So.
And?
I did. Joe called me, I guess it was Wednesday initially, and I wasn't able to return the call because I was busy until yesterday. I returned the call yesterday, and I think the call's been reported on. We had a very pleasant chat. Very nice of him to call and to wish me well. I wished him a happy Thanksgiving. We agreed once the dust settles from all of this, we'd like to get together and to have a cup of coffee.
Do you think that the stress related to this recount played any role in this health problem?
I don't think so, but that'd be speculation on my part. I've been in much more stressful situations in my public career. I mentioned the Gulf War, for example, was sort of the ultimate stress for a public official, and I have not found this situation to be nearly as stressful as that was.
Secretary, other than modifications in your lifestyle, would there be any follow-up treatment that you would need to have, specific kinds of treatment?
No, continued medication, you know, to lower cholesterol and so forth that I've been on a regular basis. Minor modifications in the medications that I'm taking. You take something called Plavix for about 30 days that reduces the likelihood of any problems developing around the site where the stent was inserted, things like that. But as Dr. Reiner said this morning in a statement that's been issued, I should be able to return to full, normal, active life.
Did you give any thought at any time during this ordeal to asking Governor Bush to replace you on the ticket?
No. Not yet. Thank you. Good to see you.